rest is to the right this way.
Standing on her dock, which stretches into a water channel, with a baby on her hip, Alyssa Ulrich points out how to navigate up and down the Manitouish chain.
It winds around over there, and then Stone Lake is the next lake that we'll come to.
Ulrich and her husband moved here from Rockford, Illinois, years ago. They liked the town of Manitouish Waters and liked living on the water.
We have, yeah, the two docks. Our ski boat goes on this lift, and then we've got a fishing boat that goes over on that lift, and then various rowboats for spring and fall fishing.
For weeks, Ulrich has watched the water level on the 10-lake Manitouish chain, including in her channel, go down. It always does, to protect permanent docks, lifts, and seawalls like hers from ice damage in winter. This is how it's done. Every October, water pours furiously through the Rest Lake Dam, reducing the chain's water level by more than 3 feet.
Standing just above the dam here at Rest Lake, you can look at the shoreline and see discoloration on the rock, about a foot and a half higher than the water level is now, showing where the water was at the highest this summer. And as a matter of fact, there is a water gauge here that shows the water has been drawn down about 18 inches so far this October on its way to a total of a 3-foot drawdown before November.
That's just how John Hansen likes
it. So we're right above the dam on Rest Lake.
Hansen is the Manitouish Waters town chair and says the drawdown has worked for 80 years.
People put their seawalls in and their structures in and their docks in based on the fact that there would be a drawdown. So if that did not happen, there would probably be millions of dollars of damage done.
But all that water needs to go somewhere. John Bates insists the best place to see where it goes is from his roof, so we climb a ladder and brace against the wind.
It's just a huge sheet of water everywhere here, rather than a small river running through all this.
Bates lives on the Manitouish River downstream from the dam. The river and nearby wetlands flood every fall as the chain of lakes is drawn down.
You're taking this huge lake and basically putting it into a hose. you want to think of it that way. So it overwhelms the river.
That's the opposite of how it would happen naturally, with spring floods coming after snowmelt. Besides occasional flooding in his basement, Bates, a naturalist and author, is concerned about how the reversal harms mammals, reptiles, fish, and bird species that live and produce in the river.
It would be even more wild and more beautiful if it was managed within an ecological framework versus a framework basically designed to protect property of people along the chain.
The dam and river have functioned this way since the late 1930s. But as far back as 2002, downstream people like Bates have pressured the DNR to change how it works.
Hey, that was quick. Yeah.
DNR Environmental Review Coordinator John Simonson was involved in the research, hearings, and proposals that followed, including generating an 83-page environmental assessment in 2012.
There's only so much water to work with. There's not an abundance of water in all years to get everything for everybody. So it's really a balancing act.
Back then, the DNR proposed drawing down the chain by just a foot instead of the usual 3.5 feet. That drew heated reactions from people on the chain, concerned their structures would be damaged by ice. John Hansen, the Manitouish Waters town chair, even served as a leader in a group formed to stop the plan.
We took actions to object to the DNR's proposal to change the operating order.
Then, the debate stopped. Abruptly, in 2015, the state legislature took control of the dam's operating rules from the DNR. Hansen got help from Senator Tom Tiffany to put a last-minute item in the state budget to achieve it. Over the last 3 years, under the threat of litigation, a memorandum of understanding between the DNR and Xcel Energy, the dam's owner, has governed its flow. That method is uncommon.
It's very rare, like probably way less than 1%.
The document largely keeps the traditional drawdown in place. James Yock is the DNR Secretary's Director for Northern Wisconsin.
It was deliberately designed to be an experimental operating order. And then at the end of the 4 years, which we're coming up to now, it would be reviewed and see if there's any revisions that need to be made.
The DNR is looking at environmental data and getting feedback from people nearby to guide it. That document expires next spring. But standing on his roof, looking out onto the flooded Manitouish River, John Bates is skeptical anything will change.
I'm resigned, I guess, at this point anyway, to this is what it's going to be until politically things change and until people along the chain itself walk in our shoes a little bit more and are willing to compromise.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.